Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 6th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 8.5 cents at 675.5. December wheat down 23 cents at 879. And November beans down 11.75 cents at 1358. The grains were pretty much under pressure all day here today. The exports on corn and wheat were really pretty low. 229 on the wheat, 227 on the corn. That certainly didn't help. The beans were okay at 777. But with these Brazilian estimates, you know, that kind of put the kibosh on both corn and beans. Brazil is now looking for a bean crop of 152.4 million metric tons against 125.5 a year ago. Corn crop 126.9 versus 112.8 a year ago. So none of that certainly helped. The Dow Jones is currently down 266. We're about 40 off the lows. But the dollar is up, it was up 103 ticks here. We're just barely over 112. That's a 2 cent rally since Tuesday's lows. So we're getting back some of that. The Dow Jones is giving back almost a third of the 1,500 point rally here since yesterday morning. You know, I look at the bond market, it's still pointing to higher interest rates out here. If the Fed next month comes up with another interest rate hike, I just don't see how these markets are going to hold up. I mean, inflation, in my opinion, is still running rampant. Look at the price of cars, used cars, rents, food, and so many other essentials out here that I just don't see that inflation's anywhere near under control out here. So, you know, eventually we're going to get the interest rates up to the rate of inflation. That may mean that the inflation rate's going to come down somewhat and the interest rates move higher. But, you know, I still think we've got to get close to 5% on long-term interest rates before we can even think of maybe seeing an end to this. Overall, we've got hedge pressure for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Tomorrow, we should see some pre-hedging activities late in the session as farmers continue to harvest corn and beans. Right now, the farmers are been more apt to try to get soybeans out of the field than the corn. But once they get the soybeans cleaned up here and ahead of schedule, then I think they'll shift back to the beans. The weather has really been near ideal for harvest activity out here, and I'm guessing we're going to be ahead of the averages on both corn and beans on Monday's report. But the trade is certainly looking forward to the supply and demand report on Wednesday. You know, again, is demand going to cut into the supply issues on corn and beans? We'll have to see. You know, everybody's been talking about this oil hike, 2 million, or the cut in oil production, rather, by 2 million barrels a day. You know, the crude oil has been up $12 since the 26th of September. I think this hike has pretty much been built into this market. So, you know, I don't know where we go from here, but, you know, I think there's a lot of resistance in the crude at 90 bucks. And I think the Saudis are going to be very willing sellers at higher prices out here. Market really hasn't moved that much in the last day or two. You would think it with a 2 million barrel cut, we'd see even higher prices. We've seen higher prices, but not to the extent I would think. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.